Here we go. So we go towards Buddhism and we enter the training because we are here. We are born. We are born and we suffer. And we don't suffer like the people in Gaza or in when there is a big flood or earthquakes and wars. That is suffering, yes. But we are suffering on a more subtle level. We are suffering psychologically, because we find it difficult to be here now and to not hold on to past experiences. And Dogen says in the Genjo Koan that we human beings, we experience life with our bodies and our minds, and mind includes all the senses. So it includes the feeling, it includes the thinking, it includes the smelling and the seeing and the hearing and the sensing. And then what we do is we hold on to those experiences, we keep them with us. So that are going to interpret the world also by via those experiences. And so we cling and clinging to those experiences comes from somehow other to fear the fear to be without them, to be without experiences, to be open and entering the world in an open way. Being with the world as the world is. Now, when we hold on, that comes from clinging and craving. And in the end, we crave being someone. Someone who, and then we have our experiences. Someone who, feels, has feelings, particular feelings, and particular ways of seeing, and particular the sounds. Some sounds are very familiar to us, and others are strange. And so, having a being a person and an individual is what most human beings do. And When we enter Buddhism, of course, we first look at the precepts, and but we mainly look at meditation and what comes up in our minds. But then we look very often in time, what happened and what may happen. We have not yet learned to see directly what the mind does and what the mind is. And Dogen is helping us in this particular chapter to look directly. And we are going to have a look at the dependent origination, the dependent arising. How did we come to be? How did we come to be born? And how is it that we are again born? And that yes, the body will die. And will the mind die? We look into that when we let go of mind. Something dies. So that is an experience that we may fear. But looking directly at one's thoughts is not just taking note of what does this thought say about. It is looking at what is this thought? Like Vajranasa Dzogchen emphasizes, what is this? Any thought, any sensation, what is it? Any sense of meanness, what is me? And directly looking is looking with your total being. And it's not looking with questions other than what is this? It's not looking how does this come to be? How did this come to be? And we are also not for now looking into how was I born? But we are looking at what we are. When you meditate, things come and show you things that may have happened. And then we just sit. We let things come and go. We let things be. And in daily life, we can focus on what is here. What is here? What is this thought? And I'd just like to stop here. Because that is an important way to see what life is, to discover your true nature. There is one of these. I had a cold, so I'm a bit cracky. one of the laws of the universe that Rav Master Jiu wrote about is about the universe is not personal, is not answerable to our personal will. That is hard for us. We still, many of us still want things of life. And that makes us distracted from this simple question of what am I and what is this thought? Try this week to put special effort into throughout your day into directly seeing, directly looking. And you look with your whole body, senses, with your whole life. So you look with all your senses. The whole of it. And see what you find.